Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host Colleen, Cosmic Colleen across the board. Make sure you are following me on social media if you are not already. Again, it's Cosmic Colleen, one C in the middle, across the board, underscore on Twitter. However, on TikTok, at Cosmic Colleen, I do daily astrology posts, or at least I try to, right? I'm doing a million and one things, and I try to keep up with all of it. Somehow I find a chaotic balance somewhere in there. I think that's all the Mercury in me. This week, we're going to focus on, you know, what we've still been having, which is the whole Venus-Mars tango, and what it's going to feel like and look like this week as well as next week. And those two babies, they're really going to be with each other for the next few weeks again. But this week is going to be a little more powerful as we move into the conjunction with Pluto again. And before it's just Venus and Pluto, now we got Mars in the mix. So again, it's going to be a little bit crazy. I am healing well 2 weeks into my surgery. I am still loving it. If you listened to last week's episode, I had breast augmentation, a lift, and implants, and it is healing well. Boy, do I love it. I love it so much. And you know what? I don't know if I shared about this last week, but I really trusted the timing, and I trusted the timing of astrology. Again, I knew there was a lot of hard Venus aspects, and I explained on last week's episode about Venus retrograde coming back through. And when it had happened just so fast. It was all of a sudden like, hey, we have this date, or you got to wait till June. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make this all happen in 2 weeks, but I knew that it was coming up for a reason. And then I looked into it, and, you know, it was good a week for astrology. I got everything taken care of with my kids. My work schedule could stop and change. And so just something small like that is a reminder that the universe is always working out. Everything we are meant to do and supposed to do will align with us. It will work out. So remember that. Whatever you're worried about, you're aligned. You are always on the right path, no matter what. That's something I live by. That's something I really live by. And if you know me, you know I live by it. No matter how it looks, no matter how ugly it is, painful it is, misunderstanding it is, or even surprisingly beautiful, you are always on the right path. So even something like that, it's always working out. You know, I'm ADHD, so I wait to the last minute for everything. And even then, sometimes I'm like, damn, it still happened at the exact time it needed to be happened. That always kind of trips me out. And I'm like, see, it's good. I'm a procrastinator. No, I'm just kidding. Remember, keep sharing this. You guys are sharing this on social media, sharing it with friends. I'm getting new listeners every week. Someone said, hey, this person sent me your podcast. This person sent me or told me about your podcast. And it really means a lot. So thank you again. I want to share about a dream I had last week, which was kind of a weird dream, because I think on a lot of my episodes lately, I've been talking about be here now and really living in the moment. And that's been a really, really big thing, I feel like, with this Venus and Capricorn stay. And again, it's been so much Venus since November. I'm like, oh my God, please. We're almost over all this dragging Venus talk. But last week I had a dream. And sometimes in my dreams, I'm aware I'm dreaming, but not often. And if I am, I'm not aware that I can control my dream. And last week I was dreaming, and all of a sudden I knew I was there. My current consciousness knew I was in this dream world. I was somehow in between realms, and I knew I could control it. It was weird. I remember being sleeping in my conscious body, being like, wait, Colleen, your body's asleep, but you're up. You're in this other world somehow, and somehow you got into it, this realm. And I don't remember faces, but I remember being like a multitude of different faces and forms, like some scary, some normal, some however. And I was talking to a man, and again, I don't remember his face. It was blurry to me now when I look back at it. And I said, I'm here. I'm like connected with you guys. I'm connecting with you guys. What do you want to tell me? You have anything you could tell me? What's the message? What do you want to tell me? And they said a bunch of stuff, or this person said a bunch of stuff that I do not remember. At first, I can remember after I woke up. But what I do remember is them saying, live in the moment, be in the moment. And then I woke up. And it was in the middle of the night, and I had such trouble going back to sleep. It was around, actually, the full moon. So that was kind of funny last week with the full moon. And it was just really kind of surreal. You know, I think sometimes there are real messages. Sometimes things really happen in our dreams, and they're real messages. Sometimes it's our subconscious speaking to us, our thoughts, or whatever. And sometimes it's how we connect to other realms. And I knew I knew I was there somewhere else in my dream that day. It was like, it was very, very surreal. If you've ever had that happen, reach out to me. Let me know, right? Let me know how that is. Because again, that was the first time I knew I was in it and I could control it. It almost felt like I could just, you know, I was like, I don't know, in one of those movies where I could just control my life. So I always like to share when mystical dream things happen. Some people have a lot of dreamy things happen. People with moons in the ninth house. I feel like even sometimes suns, but mostly moons in the ninth house, Mercury's in the ninth house, especially in Pisces, tend to have a lot of dreams. Some even have a lot of nightmares, maybe if Saturn is around, but a lot of dreams. Some people are more dream speakers. I don't know. But as we talked, I think at every episode, I'm like, be here now, live in the moment. What can you do now? What do we do now? Where do we go? What do we do? I don't know. All we have is today. That's all I know. I went and celebrated my kid's birthday with, not my kid's birthday, my baby daddy's birthday with my kids. How amazing is that? I've known him for 10 years now. I met him when he was turning 29 and I was 23. And now he's turning 39. And, you know, the kids and I took him out. We had a nice dinner at Taikoku and some family stuff. And that's been a really big blessing in my life. And again, it has not been easy for him or I. And he's had his own separate struggles, my own separate struggles. But we've always remained a team and friends, and it's just beautiful to allow to myself, the both of us allow each other to give our kids those experiences, even though we're not together, and I'm just fortunate. I always say my parents didn't teach me how to have a normal, healthy marriage. However, they taught me one hell of a way to co-parent and love and do all of that. So let's talk about last week real quick. Last week was intense for a lot of people, and we had a full moon, and the day of the full moon, which happened to be opposite Saturn in Aquarius, you know, I talked about last week what was happening. So unfortunately, and I pray for a lot of these people. However, so many people had deaths, and deaths of like the hierarchy in the family, the grandmother. I must have seen between, you know, again, on social media, they pop up. It's no one I was particularly close to. I did unfortunately have a client whose grandmother passed away. But all of a sudden, and another client whose father passed away, it was like they were all older, probably seven and up, which is very Saturn. These like kind of partridge, am I saying the right word here? You know what I'm talking about, the hierarchy of the family. I don't think I'm choosing the right words. Just ignore what I was just trying to say. Of the family, the very sad and the grandparents, a lot of that. You know, the full moon takes away, it ends things. And I think opposite Saturn, there was unfortunately just, you know, some deaths for a lot of people. So I pray for those people. For me, it's not, if I ever come across when I talk about sort of more morbid things, it's not that I'm insensitive to it, though the Virgo does make me kind of detached in some ways to things. It's just that I somewhat find it interesting when things come up and astrology transits happen, right? It's more proof. And sometimes we see them in the negativity. That's important. That's a big part, the cycle. So, yeah, unfortunately that happened. If you're a listener and you lost someone, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. So that happened last week. Before I got on here, of course, I was getting lost in some TikTok videos, and I thought this was very Venus-Mars moving towards Pluto. I don't know how I saw this, but it's not funny, but it's funny. I don't really watch the news, but what I've been hearing and the things I have heard is there's just been a huge, huge, huge issue and gap between life and homelessness, and now it's sort of merging in major cities. Again, I'm not trying to talk or speak controversially. You know, I'd love to help the homeless, you know, whatever. However, I also see a major gap happening because of COVID amongst that. And I'm not totally sure what the answer is. So that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about, you know, a very Venus-Mars, a person, right? Venus and Mars representing the aggression, and then the underworld, right? Headed towards Pluto, the underworld of someone. And so this person was freaking out. They lived in LA and they were like, this person is jerking off. This homeless person is jerking off in front of their house. So they took the video and chased the homeless person away that was jerking off in front of their house. And so I don't know why that's like why I'm even saying that one, because that's such an inappropriate one to say about. But again, when we have the Venus-Mars dynamic, which I talked about last week, there's a lot of sexual energy. And then I heard another story last week someone I know, I'm friends with, their son, this was walking in Philly, and this guy like pulled up to him and asked if he had any tree to sell, to buy or something, weed or whatever. And then he looked down and the guy was also jerking off. Again, so, you know, I guess during this transit, you got to watch out for those aggressive jerkers, jerker offers or whatever. Trying to make light of it, sorry, inappropriately. I thought those were just, again, some interesting ways that Venus and Mars, because one of the things I wrote down this morning when I was putting out some of my tweets were the power dynamic. Again, it's a battle with the power dynamic, but using sexual energy to gain power or leverage. Or you might find people just kind of a little bit lunacy, like, oh my God, I got this strong sexual desire and passion, and I gotta hurry up and I gotta do this. I gotta go run around and flash everyone, you know, over like, and again, some, everyone has their own sexual desires and urges, and not all are as wild or variations of pervertedness, you know, and I'm open to most things that are healthy and not, don't hurt people. However, you might just hear like some just abnormal. You even might feel abnormal. You might have like a much stronger desire and appetite. That was really last week, and especially the week before as they were moving in, Venus and Mars. This week now, you know, they're starting to separate a little bit, but they're still in pretty much conjunction as they head towards, Venus is speeding up. I mean, Mars is speeding up a little bit, and they're headed towards Pluto, which will conjunct next March 3rd on my mother's birthday. And we have Venus, Mars, Pluto conjunction, and we're really going to be feeling that for a whole week. And then Venus and Mars the following week then move into Aquarius together, where they start to separate again and move apart. So again, it's been a lot of transformations. This morning I worked with one of my good friends, Caitlin, and her new partner, and they have been together for a couple months, and it was really great. It's my first synastry chart that I really did with couple, and they just had such powerful, strong desire dynamic in love, and that's what this has been about in the good and the bad ways. We've seen both. So there's this been this like, oh my God, this is the love of my life. This is so much fun. These are these intense romances and friendships and blossomings are happening as well. And when we get to what's happening with Pluto, we're going to see a little bit of the darker side, right? We've been seeing the intense fun side of Venus and Mars. I feel like the next week and a half, we're going to see a little bit, probably 2 weeks, honestly, we're going to see a little bit of the hard part. We're going to see maybe of the more fights that come out. We're really going to see the power dynamics. Like I said, especially as we move closer to Pluto, we're going to see the power dynamic between, you know, couples or relationships maybe that hold sex. Maybe there might be some sexual scandals at work. You might actually probably in the next week or two, if you follow celebrities, I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, I would say more affairs coming out, some sexual affairs, things like that, cheating that happened in the news. You might find out about that. And we can see the underworld in herself, right? Relationships are our biggest reflectors. No matter how happy, no matter how in love, no matter how excited you are in relationships, there are going to be issues. There are going to be downtimes. There are going to be pain. There are going to be disconnections in your relationship. No matter what. And the best way I believe that you can handle that is working on yourself. Oftentimes we look at the other person, want to blame the other person, want to change the person. And yeah, obviously some ways that other person does need to change, but how often are you really looking at yourself? And so I think we're going to really see a lot in ourselves in the next week and two, meaning how do our shadow patterns show up? Remember, Pluto, Hades, god of the underworld, right? God of the shadow selves, our shadows coming out in love. So what on, and Mars, I think we're going to see a little bit more of our destructive patterns, our destructive love patterns. Are we falling in love with destructive people? Do we attract destructive people? Do we ourselves, are we ourselves the toxic, destructive person when we get in relationships? What patterns do we need to let go of? Again, relationships are often so painful. We don't talk about the painful part because they're one of our greatest reflectors. Last week, I talked about children, those being a great reflector. They are. Our other ones are relationships. We can't see that we connect because we mirror each other. And we also disconnect because we mirror each other. And so what we might really be seeing and feeling the depths of is like, damn, why do I do that? Why do I act out around that? Why does that shadow pattern come up? Why does that keep coming up? You know, we have a moon in Scorpio today, you know, right now too. So I think that's added to the flavor of you know, and that'll be that for the next 2.5 days, added to the flavor of really seeing in our environment where we can be a little possessive and when we, you know, aren't turning on. I know for me, believe it or not, I am an extremely, extremely possessive, jealous person in my relationships. I've come a long way. I'm not jealous in friendships. That's never been me. I'm not jealous of other people, what other people have. That has never been me. I'm happy. I believe that people should be happy even if they have something I don't, because that's how I bring myself closer to that energy, you know? And oftentimes when we fight and we get jealous because we see something someone has and we don't, like, we're pushing that further away from each other. So understand that. But however, in my relationships, and I could save that for a whole other episode as to why I spent, you know, years studying and understanding and relating why. And again, I've come a long way, especially in the last 10 years, but I can get very, very possessive. Like 10 years ago with my kid's father, I'd be like, and he had PTSD, he was in the Iraq war. He'd be like, why'd you look over there? Did you just look at that person's eyes? Did you just connect those eyes? Did you do that? And even now with the Capricorn moon, I act out in many different ways, and he always meets it with compassion and love. And there's times, you know, when we have to break a pattern, like we have to keep feeling it. We have to almost keep acting out on it and feeling uncomfortable and being like, fuck, why did I do that again? Fuck, why did I do that again? But the growth comes, A, when we acknowledge right away we did it. B, it doesn't feel good anymore to do it, you know, because those bad feelings become addictive and we want to feel it. It doesn't feel good, again, like I said, to act that way. Or we want to right away, like, change and apologize and change our behaviors. And after a while, that doing that stuff, do we change it subconsciously, you know, until the next roundabout, I guess, comes out to the next wave of it. You know, so that's a way that I act out in relationships. I really can be. And it comes with certain people. There's some people I'm very open with and very, like, flirty and friends, and my boyfriends can flirt with them. And then it's like these weird people that I think are going to be like an emotional, like, take someone away emotionally from me. I think after, because my dad was married many times and had to deal with all that, I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to kill you. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to kill you. But you get what I'm saying? That's something that's really plagued me for years. And I definitely have come a long way, but I still struggle with it in relationships. So that may be something you struggle with: possession, obsession, jealousy. Maybe all of a sudden you might feel like, I need more passion. I need more romance. I need more desire. This isn't coming out. You know what's happening? However, our underworld and our shadows around relationships, friendships, you know, our children. Again, this week, because Mars is in there, I'm really feeling it more romantic when we have Mars up against there. But again, last week I talked a little bit more about our kids being a little more aggressive. And this week, or I even wrote it in a tweet, and then my son was kicking me, Remy, and freaking out. So with Pluto too, you know, just be a little bit careful running off and not being so aggressive at work, or being like, you know, all I can just think of is like an ad, like someone who creates ads, like marketing and market designer. And then they're like, I'm sick of this boss and I hate the way that boss does that and he's horrible. And then the boss finds out and fires them. To me, that seems very Venus, Mars, you know, Pluto. So there's always a bit of watch and understand. Watch, understand, feel. And again, I feel like I say this in every episode. The feeling that you're scared of feeling, that feeling of rejection or pain or something in yourself that you don't want to feel, guess what? You will not die from it. But you will die from those unhealed emotions that eventually turn into physical pain and physical disease and cancer and sufferings, because that's what happened. So write down, see your destructive self this week, whatever comes up. Forgive yourself. That's important. Let go of the guilt you feel and just try better next time. That's what we have. All we have today, and then we have tomorrow to try better. If we wake up tomorrow, that's a blessing, and we have tomorrow to try better. Yeah, so I hope everyone has a beautiful week, a beautiful day. I know we have some peep weather up here. I mean, some peep sunny weather up here in the Philadelphia area. It looks like a lot of the United States also did too. And then it'll be cold again, which is what I dislike about March. But we are headed towards spring, guys. We made it through the long winter, and hopefully you hibernated and rested and are ready to jump into spring, because that is coming soon. And we're going to have some more fun transits. And again, in astrology, we learn how to go through the cycles of life. Thank you, everyone. I love you. Thank you, everyone, again, for tuning in every week, for following every week, for understanding, for reaching out, for just supporting me. You have no idea how much that means. And you guys all mean a lot to me. It helps me to know that I'm out there helping you guys, even if I just help one person, teach them, and give them some awareness into myself. I feel like I'm fulfilling my dream. So thank you all for allowing me to do that. I love you all. Have a beautiful day, and goodbye.